First pitch, please welcome the mayor of Tippecanoe, you just heard her speak, Mayor Woodard. And catching from the Oakland Aces, Giancarlos Cintron.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Greater Nevada Field in Reno, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Reno Aces in Game 3 of a six-game series. And the Rainiers have been playing good baseball here. They have won each of the first two games of this series, and they've both been well-pitched games, low-scoring games by Reno standards, 3-2 on Tuesday and 6-5 yesterday. The Red Ears have had the hot hand on the road. The Red Ears have won seven of their last nine road games. On the mound for the Red Ears today, left-hander Justice Sheffield. Sheffield is 0-4 with an 8.47 ERA and five starts for Tacoma. He'll be opposed by Reno left-hander Tyler Gilbert. Gilbert's 2-2 with a 10.17 ERA. So it is Gilbert for the Reno Aces and Justice Sheffield for the Red Ears. A couple of lefties with the substantial major league experience going head-to-head here in this third game of the series. It's the AAA affiliates of the Seattle Mariners and Arizona Diamondbacks coming to you live from downtown Reno. When we come back, we'll get you caught up on some transactions and a look back at yesterday's game when the Red Ears pregame show continues right after this.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
The Tacoma Rainiers taking on the Reno Aces tonight. Third game of this six-game series. Rainiers won yesterday 6-5. They hit four home runs yesterday. Jared Kelnick opened up the game with a home run. Forrest Wall hit a two-run shot in the fourth inning that gave the Rainiers the lead. And then they tacked on a couple more runs with solo shots, one of the sixth from Andrew Knapp, and another one in the ninth inning from Mason McCoy. And the Red Ears had a solid start from Darren McCackett, who picked up the win, and the Red Ears got their second straight victory. 6-5 was the final yesterday. Little roster move today. Couple of notes, actually. The Mariners have signed veteran outfielder Scott Heineman, a guy who has been with a lot of AAA teams. Last year played part of the season in Japan and another part of the big leagues with the Cincinnati Reds. He was a free agent. He has joined the Red Ears, is here today. Outfielder Miguel Perez has been sent back to extended spring training. And also reliever Riley O'Brien cleared waivers and was outrighted to Tacoma. He's not here yet, but he'll probably be here tomorrow, I would think. So that's your roster update for the Red Ears. Well, the Rainiers are hot right now, especially, well, in road games they're hot right now, not at home at all. We'll talk more about that later. But on the road, they're hot right now. They've won 7 of their last 9 road games, and they hope to keep it going here today. We'll take a look at the starting lineup in tonight's game right after this.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Tacoma Rainiers, who have 18 wins and 31 losses on the season. The Mariners AAA club is managed by Dan Wilson right now, filling in for Tim Fedorovich, who's away from the club. Leading off for Tacoma, playing right field is Jared Kelnick. Batting second, designated hitter Justin Upton. Hitting third and doing the catching is Brian O'Keefe. Batting fourth, third baseman Eric Mejia. Hitting fifth is the first baseman Joe Odom. Marcus Wilson bats sixth. He's in left field. Hitting seventh, the center fielder Forrest Wall. Batting eighth, second baseman Alex Blandino. And hitting ninth, the shortstop Mason McCoy. On the mound for the Red Ears, Justice Sheffield, 0-4 with a 8.47 ERA. Well, the Reno Aces are 26-24 on the season. The Arizona Diamondbacks AAA club is managed by Gil Velazquez. They're going to lead off with Yanni Hernandez. He's at second base. Batting second, the center fielder, Dominic Fletcher. Hitting third and playing right field is Stone Garrett. In the cleanup spot, playing first base is Seth Beer. Buddy Kennedy will hit fifth. He's the designated hitter. Hitting sixth, the third baseman, Drew Ellis. Batting seventh and playing left field is Camden Duzenak. Hitting eighth and doing the catching is Grayson Griner. And batting ninth, shortstop, Yadiel Rivera. On the mound, left-hander, Tyler Gilbert. Gilbert's 2-2 with a 10.17 ERA. Our umpires today behind home plate calling the balls and strikes is Dane Ponczak. At first base, the crew chief Tom West. And over at third, it's Chris Marco. Tacoma and Reno in the third game of the series. That's it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch and the start of tonight's game right after this.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories. big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseballs. We're about ready to start this one, the Red Ears and the Reno Aces. Tyler Gilbert on the hill for the Aces. He's done with his warm-ups. Jared Kelnick stands in, left versus left to start the game. And the first pitch of the night is taken low and away for a ball, and we are underway. Kelnick led off yesterday's game with a homer to right center on a full count pitch. It was only his only hit of the day, but it fit the theme of the game when the Rainiers hit four homers. So here's a foul by Kelnick on the next pitch. And the count's even now, 1-1. Right here's wearing their road grays today, the gray jerseys and gray pants. Reno's wearing their home whites. And the next pitch from Gilbert is in there for a called strike, and the count goes to 1-2. Now Gilbert said, here comes his 1-2 pitch on its way. And this is swung on. It bounced up the first baseline, and it goes foul. So even count now, 2-2. We've got cloudy skies in Reno today. The sun never really came out, but it's not cold. There is a wind with some strength to it blowing out towards right field. Similar conditions to last night. Wind-wise, as the 1-2 pitch is fouled away by Kelnick, still 1-2. Kelnick in 13 games since being optioned to Tacoma is batting .321 with four homers, 10 runs batted in. He's hit safely in his last seven games. Kelnick taps the bat on home plate and looks out towards the mound. Here's the 1-2 pitch from the lefty Gilbert, and it is swung out and hit high and deep to right field. And for the second game in a row, Jared Kelnick has hit a leadoff homer in the top of the first inning. Two straight days he has done that. This time he yanks a 1-2 pitch in the air to right, a towering fly ball that carries out of here. And the Red Ears take the 1-0 lead right out of the gate once again. Kelnick with his fifth home run for Tacoma this year, and he now has an eight-game hitting streak. Rainiers are second in the league in home run hitting. That was their 71st as a team this year. Here's Justin Upton, and he swings at the first pitch and fouls it off. There's strike one. Upton made his season debut yesterday, and it was a rough one, 0-for-4 with four strikeouts. He had not faced live pitching of anything above the rookie ball, you know, extended spring training level. Since spring training in March, regular spring training. So here's one inside to Upton for a ball. He was with the Angels in big league camp, and they released him, ending a long tenure with that club. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Upton, and it's down low for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Let's go, T. You got this, baby. So 2-1 the count to Upton. Gilbert making his seventh start for Reno. 2-2 is his record. Here's his 2-1 pitch to Upton, and it's a fastball in for a strike, 2-2. His ERA is over 10. His last time out, he's had two starts where he's been knocked out early, and his last one in Oklahoma City was one of those where he allowed six runs and 2 1/3. His last home game, though, he threw really well against Vegas. Here's a check swing foul by Upton, and the count's even, 2-2. He allowed just one run in six innings on May 22nd, his last start in this ballpark. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. And it is swung on, grounded foul down the third baseline. Still two balls, two strikes. So Upton seeing some pitches here. Now the lefty Gilbert with his 2-2 pitch, and it is swung on and pulled foul on the third base side. Still two balls, two strikes. Now Gilbert ready again with his 2-2 pitch, and it is a swing and a miss. Time. That is strike three, and Upton goes down swinging for the first out of the ball game. So one out. And now Brian O'Keefe is the batter. O'Keefe hitting in the three spot today instead of his usual position in the cleanup spot in the order. And the pitch to O'Keefe is taken down and in for a ball, 1-0. O'Keefe hitting .333 in 19 games with two homers, eight runs batted in. Here's the next delivery from Gilbert, and it is swung on and fouled out of play on the first base side. And that evens up the count, 1-1. Gilbert, 28-year-old lefty, with his 1-1 pitch, and it is inside for a ball, 2-1. Gilbert has not faced Tacoma this year, as the next pitch is a swing and a miss. And the count's even, 2-2. He's already made three big league appearances this year. Debuted last year in rather historic fashion when he pitched a no-hitter in his first big league start. 2-2 pitch is swung on and lined towards center field, and that's a base hit for O'Keefe. So Brian O'Keefe is into the hit column, and he has now reached base safely in 19 of the 20 games he has played in this year as he singles up the middle. And now Eric Mejia is the batter. Switch hitter Mejia will hit right-handed against Gilbert. And Gilbert's pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Rainier's already with a run on the board. Kelnick opened up the game with the homer to right. Now the 0-1 pitch is swung on and popped up foul into the seats behind home plate. Now Gilbert is set. And the pitch is swung on and looped out into center field, and that's a base hit for Eric Mejia. Soft one into center field. O'Keefe takes second, and the Red Ears with back-to-back singles with one out here at the top of the first inning. And now Joe Odom will be the batter. Odom gets a start today at first base. His time behind the plate has really disappeared with the signing of Andrew Knapp. So Knapp and O'Keefe, Knapp's doing the majority of the catching, although he's off today, and then O'Keefe catches when Knapp's not back there. So they try to get Odom in there once in a while as a DH, or in this case today he's playing first base. Odom stands in, hitting .255 with seven homers, and the pitch from Gilbert is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. So 0-1 the count. Runners with their leads. Only one out here at the top of the first. And the pitch is a take, and it is up high. And the count is now 1-1. Gilbert not overpowering. He's around 90 with the fastball. He has good command, changes speeds well. Here's his 1-1 pitch on its way to Odom. And it is swung out and fouled off. And the count goes to 1-2. So 1-2. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it is down low, 2-2. So 2-2, 2-1. And Gilbert comes set. And the lefty with his pitch, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a fastball, 91 on the scoreboard radar gun. And that's the second out here at the top of the first inning. So now Marcus Wilson will be the batter. Wilson, right-hand hitter, batting 208 with 7 homers. And he steps in, looking to come through with 2 outs. O'Keefe at second and Mejia at first. And the pitch from Gilbert is a breaking ball inside, 1. Wilson was off yesterday. Played in the first game of this series on Tuesday, went 0-4. Now here comes the, well, a bluff pickoff move to second, and then actually the pitch, and it is in there for a strike. The guys in the middle infield were dancing around behind Gilbert, and he looked back there but didn't step off the rubber. He went through with his pitch and threw a strike to Wilson. The second baseman, Yanni Hernandez, trying to sneak in behind O'Keefe for a possible pickoff. Now the 1-1 pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. Wilson swinging through a high pitch there. And he's behind in the count. Here comes the 1-2 on its way. And this one is high. 2-2. Threw a fastball even higher this time, but Wilson didn't go after it. Now the 2-2 is up and in, 3. Count goes full. 3-2. Wilson pauses for a moment outside the batter's box. The runners will be off with this pitch with the full count and 2 outs in the inning. O'Keefe will take off from second, Mejia from first. And the 3-2 pitch is outside, 4. So O'Keefe takes third, Mejia to second, and Marcus Wilson draws the walk, and they're loaded up now for Forrest Wall, who had a 3-for-3 game here last night, including a homer. He had his second home run of the season yesterday. His average sits at .233 with the 2 homers and 12 runs batted in on the year. Left versus left situation here. And the pitch is taken low and away for a ball. Wall staring out towards Gilbert. The 1-0 pitch swung on and fouled back to the screen. And the count's even, 1-1. Here comes the 1-1 pitch, and it is a swing and a foul out of play, third base side, and Wall's behind in the count, 1-2. Outfield plays them straight away. The infield is not shifted, but they're shaded a bit to around to the right with the shortstop Rivera playing up the middle. 1-2. And the pitch is outside with a fastball, and the count's even, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. Rainier's looking for a clutch hit here to turn this into a multiple run inning. The 2-2 pitch is swung on, hit down the left field line, slicing. Is it fair? No, it's a foul ball. That would have cleared him if it had been fair. But just a foul ball down the left field line. And everyone's got to return to their bases. Still two balls, two strikes to Forrest Wall. On deck is Alex Blandino. So two balls, two strikes, the count. And here's the pitch, and it is swung on and hit in the air, foul down the left field line, and this one will go out of play. So Wall's hanging in there, fouling off pitches. And Gilbert is having a laborious first inning, to say the least. He's thrown 39 pitches this inning. And now time called. Wall steps out for a moment. Looks like there's action in the Reno bullpen, too. Here's the 2-2 on its way to Wall, and it is low and outside. Ball three. Full count. 40-pitch first inning for Gilbert. Now here comes the 3-2, and it is up and in, and that is ball four as it sent Wall sprawling to the dirt, and that will force in a run as he draws the bases loaded walk. O'Keefe scores, and Mejia takes third. Going to second is Wilson, and Forrest Wall with the bases loaded walk makes it a 2-0 ball game. And now a trip to the mound here. And that's the manager, Gil Velasquez. He's going to the bullpen in the first inning as Gilbert goes just two-thirds of an inning. We'd heard he was going to have a short outing today regardless, but I don't think they wanted it to be quite this short. So we'll take a break for a pitching change here in the top of the first inning. Two runs are in. Bases are loaded with two outs. Our score, Tecoba 2, Reno nothing.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
We're in the top of the first inning here in Reno. The Red Ears have already scored two runs, and Reno has made a pitching change as Tecoba has the bases loaded at two outs. Alex Blandino coming to the plate. The new pitcher is right-hander Blake Workman, and Workman is appearing in his third game since joining Reno. He has worked two scoreless innings for them so far. So Workman ready to face Alex Blandino, and the pitch is a fastball called a strike, 0-1 the count. Mejia, the runner at third, Wilson at second, and Wall at first. Gilbert threw 41 pitches, but still might only end up allowing two runs if Workman is able to retire Blandino, and the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-2 to Blandino. Blandino has yet to get hot at the plate since joining the Rainiers, although it'll come eventually. Here's the 0-2 on its way from Workman, and it is up high with a fastball. 1-2. Workman hitting 91 on the radar gun with that heater. Workman gets the signs from his catcher, Grayson Griner. The pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Blandino. And after all that, the Red Ears only get two runs here in the top of the first inning. But they'll take them, two runs on three hits. There were no errors and three runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the first, Tacoma 2, Reno coming to the plate.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer?
When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
Well, the Red Ears got two runs at the top of the first inning. A leadoff home run from Jared Keldick for the second straight game. And then another run as well on a bases-loaded walk that Forrest Wall drew. And now the Red Ears take the field for the first time today. And on the mound is Justice Sheffield. Sheffield will face the top three in the Reno lineup here. Yanni Hernandez, Dominic Fletcher, and Stone Garrett. Sheffield has pitched well on the road since joining the Red Ears, as the pitch is in there for a called strike to Hernandez. 0-1 the count. Yachty, a switch hitter, batting 267, and he's hitting from the right side. Sheffield's 0-1 pitch is outside for a ball. Sheffield had back-to-back strong outings in Sacramento on the last road trip. Had a rough one at Cheney Stadium on the past homestand, and then we'll see what he's got in store for us today. Next pitch is inside for a ball to Hernandez, and the count goes to 2-1. Now the 2-1 pitch is yanked to left field. Going back is Wilson. It's over his head and up against the fence. Wilson plays it perfectly. He fires it into second and holds Hernandez to a single. Well done in left field by Marcus Wilson. But Yanni Hernandez is aboard with a line drive single off the wall in left field. And now Dominic Fletcher will be the batter. Fletcher stands in. Left-hand hitter against the lefty Sheffield, and the pitch is in there for a strike. Reno manager Gil Velazquez left two of his left-handed regulars in the starting lineup against Sheffield, Fletcher and Seth Beer. 0-1 pitch is taken for a called strike, 0-2 now. And a delayed steal attempt by Hernandez, and the catcher threw it back to Sheffield, and Sheffield tried to relay it to the shortstop McCoy at second, but It was not in time. Hernandez with a delayed steal of second base. And that's his 14th steal of the year. And that was alert. He caught the Rainiers off guard there. O'Keefe was throwing it back to the pitcher. Now the 0-2 is lowered away to Fletcher, and the count goes to 1-2. Now Sheffield ready. Glance towards second base, and the 1-2 pitch is a slider outside. 2-2. Time called by the batter. Fletcher he resets in the batter's box. 2-2 the count. Sheffield's ready. And the lefty from Tennessee with his pitch. And it is a swing and a miss. Strike 3. Down goes Fletcher, and there's the first out at the bottom of the first inning. So Sheffield gets his first strikeout of the night. And now Stone Garrett will be the batter. Garrett, right-hand hitter with power. And Sheffield's pitch is swung on and popped up foul and out of play. There's strike one. Garrett's hitting .289 with 13 homers and 46 runs batted in. Sheffield ready. And the 0-1 pitch is down low for a ball. 1-1. Two nothing Rainiers, bottom of the first inning in Reno. Now the 1-1 is swung on and grounded sharply right to Blandino, the second baseman, who was shaded up the middle and had it come right to him, and he easily throws out Garrett at first base, although Hernandez advanced to third. So a runner at third with two outs, and that's perfect defensive positioning for the Red Ears right there. Well, here's Seth Beer. Beer hitting .234, 3 homers, 9 runs batted in. Sheffield ready of the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. See if Sheffield can strand this runner. Here's the 0-1 on its way to Beer. And it is swung on and popped up on the left side, and in foul ground, Mejia is going to have room, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over, and Sheffield does strand the runner here in the bottom of the first inning. No runs for Reno on a hit. There were no errors and one runner left. We go to the second inning. It's Tecoma 2, Reno nothing.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, it's 2-0. The Red Deers with the lead here after one inning of play in Reno. And leading things off in the second inning, number 9 man, Mason McCoy. And the pitch from Blake Workman is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Workman came in with 2 outs and the bases loaded in the first inning and struck out Blandino to end the inning. So he's only faced one hitter, and now he throws a breaking ball in there for a strike. 0-2 the count to McCoy. Rainier's infielder out of the University of Iowa. McCoy hitting .222. Blasted his fifth homer of the year last night in the ninth inning. That was a big one. An insurance run that ended up being needed as he takes one up and in. 1-2. Rainiers have won back-to-back one-run games here in Reno as there's a foul back to the screen. Still 1-2 to Mason McCoy. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike 3, and down goes McCoy, and Workman has struck out both batters he has faced. Well, here comes Kelnick, who led off the game with a homer for the second straight day. Trying to remember, and I can't come up with it. I feel like it's happened before, though, but hitting a leadoff home run in back-to-back games is quite rare. So here's one up and away to Kelnick for a ball 1-0. But I feel like someone has done it in this century in a Rainier's uniform. So the next pitch is in for a strike. Sometime in the 2000s, I feel like it has occurred before. 1-1 the count. And the pitch is inside for a ball, 2-1. Now the 2-1 is fouled out of play. Two and two the count to Kelnick. What was encouraging about that home run last inning for Kelnick is he hit it off a lefty, because lefties, since he's come to the PCL, lefties have really given him a hard time. Here's the 2-2 pitch on its way, and it is a breaking ball that dips down low, and the count goes full, 3-2. Big shift on for Kelnick. And here's the 3-2 pitch, and it's fouled away. A fastball there from Workman. Still a full count, 3-2. And the payoff is a swing and a foul tip held onto by the catcher. That is strike 3, and Kelnick strikes out, and Workman has struck out all 3 batters he has faced. And now Justin Upton will be the batter. Upton struck out swinging in the first. He's 0-1. And the pitch is swung on and stroked into center field. On the move is Fletcher, moving towards right center, and he hauls it in for the out. And Upton is retired, although he did put a ball in play for his first time in his brief tenure as a Tacoma Rainier. But the Rainiers go down in order at the top of the second inning. 3-3. We head to the bottom of inning number 2. It is Tacoma 2, Reno nothing.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
2-0 Rainiers. We go to the bottom of the second inning here at Greater Nevada Field. Third game of six between Tacoma and Reno, division rivals in the West. And tomorrow's game, like this one, has a 6:35 p.m. start time. And we'll have the broadcast for you, of course. All right, Buddy Kennedy leads off the bottom of the second inning for Reno. He's DHing today, normally a corner infielder. Kennedy hitting .299 in 43 games for the Aces this year. Justice Sheffield into his windup, and the lefty's pitch is a slider in for a strike. 0-1 the count. Sheffield has come out slider heavy here in the early going today in the first inning. And now his first pitch of the second. It's the 0-1 is a fastball down low, 1-1. In his last start, which was at home against Vegas, Vegas hitters, they're right-handed hitters, sat on the fastball. So the 1-1 pitch is bounced to the right side, ranging over and unable to get it is Blandino. It trickles into right field, and aboard to start the inning is Buddy Kennedy. Blandino was shifted up the middle. He had to range way back towards the more natural second base position on the outfield grass and reached down to field it and couldn't grab it. And we'll have to wait for a scorer's decision on that one. Now the batter is Drew Ellis. And the pitch is in there for a strike with a fastball. They've given Kennedy a hit. Now the 0-1 from Sheffield. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. So back to his last start, the Vegas hitters, their right-handed hitters, were sitting on his fastball and they were hitting it the other way. There were a lot of solid liners to right field hit by right-handed batters, all on Sheffield fastballs in that last game. Here's his 0-2 pitch, and it is inside with a heater. 1-2. He ended up allowing 5 runs, 4 earned in 4 2/3 innings against Las Vegas his last time out. Here's his 1-2 pitch to Drew Ellis. No, a toss to first instead, and back in standing up is Kennedy. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it is down and in for a ball, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, no one out, runner at first base. Sheffield with the pitch, and it is a breaking ball down and in. Count goes full, 3-2. Now Sheffield is ready And here comes the payoff pitch. The runner goes. The pitch is low, ball four, and it's a walk for Drew Ellis. Kennedy takes second base, and Reno has two on with nobody out for Camden Duzenac. Duzenac, right-hand hitter, hitting 286 with five homers, 21 runs batted in. Second-year AAA player. Duzenac settles into the batter's box. And Sheffield is ready with his pitch, and it is swung on and lined towards left. Marcus Wilson gauging it, reaching up and making the catch, and there is the first out of the inning. And he fires the ball back in, and no one can advance. So Duzenac lines out to left, one away. And now Grayson Greiner will be the batter. Greiner, the veteran catcher, hitting 283 in 13 games. He's been in the big leagues a little bit with the Diamondbacks this year as well. Sheffield with the pitch, and it's a swing and a foul back. Strike one. Next pitch coming. And this one is down low for a ball. Right here's open for a double play grounder in the infield here. Here comes Sheffield's 1-1 pitch. And it is a check swing foul towards the Rainiers dugout on the first base side. 1-2 the count. Sheffield fires. There's a swing and a bouncer foul on the third base side. Still one ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. He got him. Sheffield went to the slider, and he fans Grayson Greiner for the second out of the inning. And that's the second strikeout for Justice Sheffield. And now Yadiel Rivera will be the batter. Now the pitch is in there for a strike. Next pitch coming. Up high for a ball. One ball, one strike to Yadiel Rivera, making his first appearance of the series tonight. Didn't play in the first two games. Here's the 2-0 on its way from Sheffield. Or pardon me, the 1-1. And it is a swing and a miss there, strike two. So it's one ball, two strikes. And Sheffield gets the signals from O'Keefe. Sheffield trying to strand two base runners here. The 1-2 pitch is on its way, and it is swung on and fouled back. And it is still one ball, two strikes. Sheffield gets the new baseball from the plate umpire. Kennedy is the runner at second base, and Ellis is at first. They were there with nobody out. Now there are two outs, and Sheffield's ahead in the count. One ball, two strikes. He's set. And here's his pitch, and it is low. Two balls, two strikes. Rainiers have had good starting pitching in the first two games of the series. Tommy Malone was just terrific on Tuesday. And then McCacken recovered from a rough early portion of the game yesterday to give the Rainiers five. 2-2 pitches up high, ball three, full count now. Well, the runs will be off with the runners will be off with the pitch. Sheffield is set. Here's the 3-2. And it is a swing and a miss. Strike three. He got him. Sheffield strikes out Yadiel Rivera to wrap up the bottom of the second inning, and he strands a couple more. No runs on a hit. And two runners left on. We go to the third. It's Tacoba 2, Reno nothing.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Marybridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Marybridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Marybridge Children's. We're here for you.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We go to the third inning. Tacoba leads Reno 2-0 is our score. And a new pitcher is into the ballgame for Reno. It's right-hander Luke Weaver, who is here on an injury rehabilitation assignment. As he is on the Arizona Diamondbacks injured list with elbow inflammation, and he's been on the IL since April 10th. He's had a lot of injury issues over the years, and trying to get back up with the Diamondbacks. He broke camp with the Diamondbacks this year as a reliever and had the injury, obviously, very early in the season. His first pitch to Brian O'Keefe is up and away for a ball. 1-0 the count. O'Keefe singled and scored in the first. Next pitch is swung on and fouled out of play. And the count's even, 1-1. Weaver is in relief of Blake Workman, who went 1 1/3 innings perfect, retired all four batters he faced, struck out three of them. Now the 1-1 pitch is a swing and a miss. 1-2 the count. So the 1-2 pitch is on its way, and this is a called strike three. 95 on the gun, right on the outside corner to Brian O'Keefe. And there's the first out in the third. So Weaver strikes out O'Keefe, and now Eric Mejia will be the batter. Weaver. Was a starter last year, made 13 starts for the Diamondbacks, was 3-6 with a 4.25 ERA. His pitch to Mejia misses down low for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 pitch is grounded foul down the first baseline. So one ball, one strike to Mejia. And Weaver to the plate, and this pitch is down low for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Weaver, 28 years old, reached the majors as a 22-year-old with St. Louis in 2016. So he throws one down low now for a ball to Mejia. And he was with Memphis when they were in the Pacific Coast League on his way up to the big leagues. He pitched against the Rainiers back then. Next pitch is a swing and a foul out of play, and it's a full count. He made 15 starts for Memphis in 2017. On his way to really securing a big league spot. So the next pitch is inside, ball four, and Mejia draws a walk. He heads down to first base with a one-out walk in the top of the third inning. And now Joe Odom will be the batter. Odom struck out swinging in the first, 0-1. Weaver with the pitch, and it is a fastball outside. Weaver was the Cardinals' first-round draft pick in 2014 out of Florida State, and he got traded to the Diamondbacks. Want to know the count now. And the runner goes, pitch misses, throw down to second is in time. They get the tag on Mejia. Nice pick by the shortstop Rivera to pick the throw out of the dirt and then apply the tag on Mejia. It was well done. It was actually the second baseman, Yanni Hernandez, who was covering. So that's the second out of the inning. Weaver looking in for the sign. And now the pitch is a swing and a miss. Two balls, one strike, now the count. And Weaver's ready. Here's his 2-1. And it's swung on and cranked to left field. And back on the ball is Duzenac at the track. And he's got to play it off the fence. And Odom takes the turn at first and holds there with a single. So Odom singles off the left field fence. He was in his home run trot. I don't think he would have been able to get a double on that anyway. But he appeared to be in his home run trot there going to first base. I don't think it cost the Rainiers a base or anything. But he wasn't racing out of the box. Odom's on with a two-out single, and Marcus Wilson's now the batter. Maybe he just thought, hey, either it's gone or I'm going to get a single because it'll bounce right off the wall to the left fielder, which is what happened. Here's a pitch up high to Marcus Wilson. 1-0 the count. Now Weaver with the pitch, and it's a fastball outside. Weaver went from the Cardinals to the Diamondbacks in the big trade for Paul Goldschmidt in December of 2018. Now the 2-0 pitch is swung on and popped up foul, and the count goes to 2-1. The Diamondbacks got Weaver. They also got their catcher, Carson Kelly, in that deal. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss, and the count's even 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, the count to Marcus Wilson. Leading from first base is Odom. And the pitch is swung on and fouled out of play on the first base side. And it is still two balls, two strikes. Now Weaver ready again. And the 2-2 pitch is on its way. And this is hit in the air towards left center field. And this is struck well. Fletcher's back, but he's going to have room. And he makes the catch just shy of the warning track for the final out of the inning. Wilson flies out, and the Red Ears do not score in the third. They had a hit, and they leave a runner stranded. We go to the bottom of the third inning. It's Tacoma 2, Reno nothing.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards wait at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Two nothing Tacoma. We head to the bottom of the third inning here at Greater Nevada Field. Justice Sheffield on the hill. He's allowed a leadoff single in each of the first two innings, but has not given up any runs. And Sheffield's ready to face Yanni Hernandez to lead off the third. He singled off the left field wall in the first inning. So he's one for one today, and the pitch is... Ball one to Hernandez. Next one misses. 2-0 the count. Sheffield's into his motion now, and the lefty throws a slider for a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Now the 2-1 pitch is hit to the right side, past the reach of Odom, and threw into right field, a base hit. Hernandez takes the turn at first and holds there as Kelnick gets it back in. And Hernandez has a leadoff single in the third. So another leadoff hit for Reno. Now Dominic Fletcher will be the batter. Fletcher. Now the pitch is inside for a ball to Fletcher. 1-0 the count. Now the 1-0. Outside 2-0. Sheffield falls behind in the count. 2-0. Next pitch is in for a called strike, 2-1. Sheffield now with a toss to first base. And back in safely is Hernandez. He stole second earlier on a delayed steal attempt after the pitch. Caught the Rainiers by surprise. Two and one the count. Now the pitch is up and in, ball three. Now the 3-1 from Sheffield. With a runner going, and it's bounced to second, and Blandino fields it on a tough short hop, and he throws out Fletcher at first base. Hernandez advances to second. So Fletcher bounces out to the second baseman. One out in the bottom of the third. And now Stone Garrett will be the batter. Now the pitch is fouled back. And that hits up above. Bounces into the seats right in front of my booth. Wow. This couple, this man and this woman, sitting just a few rows in front of my booth here, they have two foul balls already tonight. We're in the third inning. She got one and he got one. How is that even possible? Here's another foul out of play, and they didn't get this one. It was pretty close to him, though. 0-2 the count. So no balls, two strikes. And Sheffield steps off the rubber. They got Hernandez picked off a second base. That was beautiful. Sheffield stepped off right as Yanni was taking his secondary lead from second base, and the second baseman Blandino snuck in behind him, and an easy pickoff for the Red Ears. Yanni Hernandez picked off. The base runner is erased. Two outs, no one on. No balls, two strikes to Stone Garrett. And now the pitch is swung on and fouled off down the right field line. Still no balls, two strikes. And this one is bounced foul. Garrett hanging in there, fouling out pitches. Still 0-2 the count. And the pitch is in the dirt for a ball. 1-2. And Sheffield bounces this one up. Two balls, two strikes. Two nothing Rainiers, bottom of the third. And the 2-2 pitch is hit up the middle, and flagging it down is McCoy, the shortstop, and he fires to first in time to get Garrett for the out, and the inning is over. Sheffield works a scoreless third. No runs out, a hit, no errors, and no one left. We go to the fourth inning of play. It's Tacoma 2, Reno nothing.
Hey, Tacoma fans. America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
Progressive knows that most people don't get to experience making a game-winning touchdown or a walk-off home run. So we're going to talk to you like you did something great, so you can bask in the glory.
No way. Is it really you? You're the one who bundled their home, auto, RV, and other vehicles with Progressive, right? Hold on. Let me grab my friends. Hey, guys, check it out. It's the one who saved the money.
If you can't bask in sports glory, at least you can bask in the glory of saving money when you bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Just three words tell you everything you need to know. They tell you why we employ more than 2,000 workers at our factory in Virginia Beach, and why over 10,000 local steel dealers are putting battery power in the hands of Americans. Just three words. Made in America. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. The majority of steel products sold in America are made in America of U.S. and foreign materials. Batteries and chargers are sourced internationally.
Well, we go to the fourth inning, and it is a 2-0 ball game. Rainiers with the lead over the Reno Aces. Luke Weaver on the hill for Reno, an injury rehabilitation appearance. He worked a scoreless third, although the Rainiers did get a hit and a walk. Here's his first pitch to Forrest Wall, and it is taken for a strike. Wall drew a bases-loaded walk in the first inning to force in the Rainiers' second run of the game, and that's the last run that anyone has scored in this game. Owen won the count, and now Weaver is ready with his pitch, and it is inside and low for a ball, 1-1. Since Weaver is a major leaguer on a rehab assignment, the pitch clock is turned off when he's on the hill. But he works at a pretty good pace anyway. Now the 1-1 is swung on and lined into right, and that gets down for a base hit, and Wall has a leadoff single in the fourth inning. He's at right now, Forrest Wall. He's got, five hits in his last six at-bats with that base hit to right. And he's on to get things started. Wall is the Red Ears team leader with 16 stolen bases, but he got caught stealing twice last night, which was quite a surprise. Weaver is set. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air down the right field line by Blandino, but that slice is foul and is strike one. Blandino's 0-for-1 with a strikeout so far today. Now a toss to first base, and diving back in safely is Wall. I feel like I should know the answer to this, but I'm not sure if Weaver has to follow the minor league pickoff rule while he's on a rehab assignment. So here's a swing and a miss by Blandino, and it's 0-2. The pitch clock's turned off, but is the pickoff rule out of effect? I think they have to maintain that because otherwise the team would have a competitive advantage. There goes Wall. The pitch is outside. The throw to second base goes into center field, and Wall is going to take off for third, and he'll make it there, and he is at third with nobody out. Forrest Wall with his 17th steal of the year, and he takes third on the throwing error by the catcher. And so he's there with no one out, and the count now 1-2 to Blandino. Infield drawn in for Reno. And Weaver with his pitch. And it's a swing and a foul back, and it is still 1-2. Now Weaver's ready. Wall strays down the line from third, and the pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards right center. Over goes Fletcher, and he runs it down in the alleyway, but tagging at third and scoring without a throw is Wall, and the Red Ears make it a 3-0 lead, a sacrifice fly off the bat of Alex Blandino. So Wall singled, stole second, took third when the throw went into center field, and scores on a sacrifice fly. Speed a big factor in that run for the Red Ears. And now Mason McCoy is the hitter. And the pitch is swung on, and a little broken bat blooper that's going to fall in center field for a base hit. Dan McCoy has his first hit of the game, and he's going to need a new bat the next time he hits. But this one died a hero. Gets a base hit on its final swing. McCoy's on at first, and now here's Kelnick, who's 1-for-2 with a leadoff homer. So Kelnick will face the major league righty, Luke Weaver, here. And the pitch is a fastball up high for a ball, and Weaver kind of awkwardly fell off the hill on that last pitch on his follow-through. He's all right. He's already looking in for the signs for the next one. Now a turn and a throw to first, and diving back in safely is McCoy. One 0 pitch coming to Kelnick. And the pitch is fouled away. Now Weaver with a 1-1 on its way. And the pitch is inside for a ball. Count goes to 2-1. Another throw to first base, and McCoy's back in there. So that's two pickoff moves during this at bat, with Kelnick standing in. And now time called, and Weaver was in his motion. He let the ball go anyway and threw it all the way to the backstop on the fly. But time had been awarded to Kelnick. Now the 2-1 is swung on and popped up on the left side of the infield, and Weaver, the pitcher, is going to make the catch as the third baseman, Ellis, was not there yet. And the pitcher made the play, so that's the second out of the inning. Kelnick pops up to the pitcher. And now Justin Upton is the batter. Upton has struck out and lined out today. He's 0 for 2. Reno shifts Upton with three infielders on the left side. And there goes the runner. The pitch is high. The throw to second base, not in time. It is stolen by Mason McCoy. He has his sixth steal of the year. And he's now in scoring position in the right ear. He's doing what they used to do early in this season. And until, about the middle of May, they were running like crazy, but they've since gotten away from that. Not tonight. They're back at it. The Red Ears have stolen two bases this inning, and they had a runner caught stealing last inning. So three stolen base attempts tonight. As here's one down low now to Upton for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Red Ears do still lead the league in steals. They now have 73. Here's the 2-0 pitch, and it is outside, ball three. First base is open. On deck is Brian O'Keefe. Here's the 3-0. Right down the middle for a strike, and the count goes to 3-1. Three-one pitch coming. Just outside, ball four, and Upton reaches base for his first time as a Rainier. He heads down to first with a free pass. So there are two on with two outs. And Brian O'Keefe coming to the plate. O'Keefe. Trying to keep this going with two outs. And Weaver's pitch is a breaking ball that is hit in the air, foul down the right field line. And that is strike one. Rainier's lead 3-0. We're in the top of the fourth. Next pitch coming from Weaver, and it's a fastball outside. 1-1 now. Here comes the 1-1 now. And the pitch is swung on and fouled out of play. Now the next pitch is a check swing on a pitch down low. Did he go? No, says the first base umpire. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. And down goes O'Keefe, and the inning is over. Red Ears settle for one run in the top of the fourth inning. One run on two hits. There was one error and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 3, Reno 0.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Restore shine and protect your interior with Armor All cleaning and protectant wipes at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, buy two canisters of Armor All wipes and get one free. Plus, you'll earn double O rewards points. Clean, shine, and protect with Armor All wipes available at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game Day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the Grand Slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Red Ears with a 3-0 lead over Reno. And Justice Sheffield is on the mound. He's allowed three hits, one to lead off each inning that he has pitched. And he's constantly been pitching with runners on base, but he's stranding them. And he's thrown 52 pitches through three innings of work. He has struck out three and walked one. And here in the fourth, he'll face Seth Beer, Buddy Kennedy, and Drew Ellis. Sheffield finishes the warm-ups, and here comes the Seth Beer chant that they greet him with here in Reno. Read that there is another guy who's going to challenge Seth Beer for the Beer title in professional baseball. There's a pitch in for a strike. I believe it was the Oakland A's in the lower minor leagues in A-ball. They have a pitcher who's not named Beer. As here's a swing and a miss. It's even better. Their pitcher's last name is Beers. Plural. Like more than one beer. Many beers. 1-1 pitch is outside for a ball, 2-1. So let's say they both make it to the big leagues. Whose jersey are you going to buy? Are you going to buy the one that says Beer, or are you going to buy the one that says Beers? I think the answer is clear. 2-1 pitch to Beer is swing and a miss, and that was actually strike three. So down goes Seth Beer, and that is strikeout number four for Sheffield, and I got to stop looking at the scoreboard here. They clearly have the backup scoreboard operator working tonight in Reno. So one down, and now Buddy Kennedy will be the batter. And the pitch to Kennedy is lined into left field, and there's a base hit. So Sheffield retires the first batter of the inning for the first time today, striking out Beer, but then Kennedy singles to left, so he's on with one out, his second hit of the game, and now Drew Ellis will be the batter. Let's take a look at what happened around the league last night. We've got a hot team in this league right now. Las Vegas, they won their sixth in a row yesterday. As here's one down in the dirt for a ball to Ellis. They beat Sacramento 4-2 in a battle between, a pitcher's game in Vegas. That's a low-scoring game for Vegas, but they had their ace on the mound, Jared Koenig, who allowed one run in six innings. Ended up getting no decision because it was 2-2 in the bottom of the eighth when Vince Fernandez hit a two-run homer for Vegas that was the game-winning hit. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Ellis. So Vegas has won six straight. And they pushed past Salt Lake and moved into, They lead Salt Lake by a half game. As the next pitch misses for a ball to Ellis, so the count goes to 2-1. Salt Lake remained a half game back by beating El Paso 6-5. As they had Jake Kalish on the mound. And he's been one of the top starters in the league this year. Toss to first, and Kennedy's back in. Kalish went 6 2/3 yesterday, allowed two runs, got the win. He's the first six-game winner in the league. Kalish is 6-1 with a 1.76 ERA. Yeah, the 2-1 pitch is bounced towards third. Fielded there by Mejia. Goes to Blandino. There's one. On to Odom. There's two. The Red Ears turn it. The double play grounder to close out the bottom of the fourth inning. They get Drew Ellis to ground into the around the horn. Third to second to first double play. Wrap it up the fourth inning. No runs on a hit. No one left. We go to the fifth inning. It's Tecoma 3, Reno nothing.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards wait at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
We move to the fifth inning. Tecoma 3, Reno nothing is our score here at Greater Nevada Field. And a new pitcher into the game for Reno, Mac Lemieux. A left-hander is in from the bullpen. The rehabbing major leaguer Luke Weaver went two innings, allowed three hits and one run, which was earned. He walked two and struck out two. And seemed to be 92-95 with his fastball. Well, the new pitcher, Lemieux, 1-0 with a 3.45 ERA in 15 outings for Reno this year. Eric Mejia leads things off, so the switch hitter will bat right-handed. Mejia's reached base twice in this game with a single and a walk. So Mejia settles into the batter's box now. And the pitch is a swing and a miss and a fastball. Mejia out in front of that one and nearly lost his balance. 0-1 the count. Now Lemieux with his next pitch. And it is down and in for a ball. 1-1. Been talking about last night's PCL games and some notes from around the league. I saw that El Paso's Nomar Mazara got called up by the San Diego Padres today as Mejia hits a grounder to short. That's scooped up by Rivera, throws out Mejia at first base, and one man's gone at the top of the fifth inning. And that'll bring Joe Odom to the plate. Nomar Mazara, former big leaguer with the Texas Rangers and White Sox, and on a minor league deal with the Padres this year. But he earned his call-up, to say the least. He is leading this league in batting average, hitting .367. Leads the league in on-base percentage, .454. As there's a foul ball for strike one. And Mazara called up by the Padres today. to fill in. Here's one inside to fill the roster spot of the roster spot that had been held by Robinson Cano, who the Padres released. So Mazara back in the big leagues with San Diego. Here's a swing and a miss by Odom, and the count goes to 1-2. Now the 1-2 is coming. And it is swung on and laced foul down the right field line by Odom. Scores from the East last night. Round Rock shut out Oklahoma City 4-0 behind the pitching of Spencer Howard, who went 5 scoreless. And then three relievers combined on a 6-hit shutout. So here's one outside for a ball. And Willie Calhoun drove in all 4 Round Rock runs yesterday with homers. He hit a solo homer and a 3-run shot. Next pitch down low. Full count now. 3 balls, 2 strikes to Odom. Yeah, the pitch is swung on and hit well to left center field. High and deep, and it is back, and it is gone. It just does clear the top of the fence, and Joe Odom has homered to give the Red Ears a 4-0 lead. His 8th home run of the season. Joe Odom circles the bases, and the Red Ears tack on another run here at the top of the 5th inning. Second home run of the night for Tacoma. Kelnick led off the game with one. And now Odom goes deep. And Marcus Wilson will be the batter. And the pitch is inside for a ball. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. One and one now. One other game yesterday, Sugarland beat Albuquerque 6-3. The catching prospect, Corey Lee, had 3 hits, including a double, and he drove in 3 runs. 1-1 pitch is outside for a ball. 2-1 now. And this pitch from Lemieux is a breaking ball over for a called strike, 2-2. In the East, Round Rock is in first. Oklahoma City 1 game back. El Paso 3 games back. Albuquerque and Sugarland pretty far out right now. 2-2 pitch is high, ball 3. Full count to Wilson. Here comes the payoff pitch from Lemieux, and it is a called strike 3. And Wilson goes down looking through a breaking ball on the full count. And Wilson has struck out for the first time today. 2 down at the top of the 5th inning, and now Forrest Wall will be the batter. Wall has singled and scored a run, and he also walked with the bases loaded. That drove in a run in the first. Left versus left here, and Lemieux's breaking ball is over for a called strike. Now the pitch is in there for a strike. Now the 0-2 outside for a ball. What a two. Now Lemieux with his next pitch, and it's a breaking ball called strike three. That was nasty. Wall goes down looking back-to-back strikeouts for Lemieux. Finished the inning, but the Red Deers get a run on Joe Odom's eighth homer of the year. A solo shot, one run on one hit, and no one left on. We're halfway through it, middle of the fifth inning with the score, Tecoma 4, Reno nothing.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Right here's lead in Reno, 4-0 is our score. Chester Sheffield's been highly effective tonight. And he has thrown 61 pitches through four scoreless innings. He'll face the 7, 8, and 9 batters here at the fifth. Duzenac, Griner, and Rivera. Duzenac settling into the batter's box now. And he lined out to the left fielder his first time up today. And the pitch is a swing and a foul. There's strike one. Hey, good news from Baltimore. Mariners beat the Orioles 7-6. 10 innings. It's now Sheffield's 0-1 to Duzenac. Grounded towards third. Backhanded there by Mejia. He fires to first in time for the out. And one man's gone in the fifth inning. Mejia has a great arm, but he doesn't always just fire rifle shots to first base. He only does it when it's needed, and this time it was needed as he backhanded that ball close to the foul line, and so he unleashed the cannon there. One down in the bottom of the fifth, and now Grayson Griner the batter, and the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. So the Mariners won 7-6 in the 10th inning. Abraham Toro tripled in the go-ahead run. He tripled in the automatic runner at the top of the 10th. And that was to lead off the inning as there's a strike. And he was at third with no one out and a run in, and they couldn't score him. So they took the one-run lead into the bottom of the 10th. That's usually kind of discouraging there. But Diego Castillo had a tremendous game in relief for the Mariners today, pitching a scoreless bottom of the ninth to get it into extra innings and then stranding that tying runner at second in the bottom of the 10th. He ended up getting the win. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Griner, and Sheffield has retired the first two batters here in the fifth, and he now has five strikeouts on the game. And here comes Yadiel Rivera. Rivera struck out in the second inning. He's 0-1. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. That is strike one. Next pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. Oh, 2 pitch coming outside. 1-2 now. So the Mariners win the series in Baltimore, 2-1. 6 more games left on the road trip. They are off to Texas now. It's the 1-2 pitches outside for a ball, 2-2. They'll face the Rangers this weekend, and that's a 3-game series. And then they go to Houston. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Sheffield gets him, and he has his first 3-up, 3-down inning of the night. And he is up to 6 strikeouts in this one. Sheffield has delivered 5 shutout innings. We go to the 6th inning of play here in Reno. It's Raiders 4, Aces nothing.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Well, we move on to the 6th inning of play here in Reno, and the Rainiers have a 4-0 lead over the Reno Aces, who bring in a new pitcher. And it's a former Rainier and a former Mariner. Keenan Middleton is in from the bullpen, and he's on an injury rehab assignment. And he's going to face Alex Blandino to start things off. Blandino's 0-1 with a sac fly and an RBI. And the pitch misses for a ball. 1-0. Middleton now with the next pitch, and it swung on and flared out into shallow center field, and running in to make the catch is Fletcher, and Blandino is out, one away. That'll bring Mason McCoy to the plate. Middleton's been on the Diamondbacks injured list since May 17th with right elbow inflammation. Mason McCoy now the batter. And Middleton with his pitch, and that's a fastball that's in there for a strike. Middleton is, this is his first rehab appearance, so he is not thrown anywhere else prior to this game tonight. Oh, 1 pitch up high for a ball. Middleton pitched for the Mariners and the Red Ears last year. And this year he's been with both the Diamondbacks and he began this season with Reno. Yeah, the 1-1 pitch is over for a strike. 1-2. Now Middleton's ready. And the 1-2 pitch is up high for a ball. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Now the 2-2 is coming. And this one is a fastball outside. Ball three. McCoy's worked to full count. Three balls, two strikes. Kelnick on deck. And Middleton with his pitch. And it's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a slider. And McCoy has struck out. Two away in the top of the sixth inning. And here's Kelnick, who's 1-for-3 with the leadoff homer. Sunset approaching here in Reno. So now the pitch is taken down low for a ball. The light's taking almost full effect on the diamond now. Still just a few little hints of daylight remain. The 1-0 to Kelnick, swing and a miss. One and one now. And the next pitch is inside for a ball. Two and one. Next pitch from Middleton. Swung on and roped towards center field. Going back on the ball is Fletcher, and he makes the catch at the warning track in straightaway center field. About 400 feet from home plate. Kelnick flies to deep center. That does it for Tacoma in the top of the sixth inning. Three up, three down. Middleton with a scoreless frame. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's Tacoma 4, Reno nothing.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Tacoma 4, Reno nothing. Justice Sheffield on the hill. He's thrown 73 pitches through 5. So he's nearing the end of his day. His high for pitches this year is 90. Well, the Rainiers are beginning some bullpen activity behind him. Here's his first pitch to Yanni Hernandez, and it is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Hernandez is 2-for-2 with a pair of singles in this game. Let off the first inning with a single, let off the third inning with a single. Now he's leading off the fifth, and he chops one to the right side. Odom fields it, underhands to Sheffield, covering first for the out, and they get to Yanni at first base and retire him for the first time tonight. And one man's gone at the bottom of the sixth inning. And now Dominic Fletcher will be the batter, and Sheffield has retired five straight hitters in eight of the last nine. Fletcher's 0-for-2 with a ground out and a strikeout. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Next pitch. Misses for a ball outside. 1-1 the count. And Sheffield hits the bottom of the zone with a slider now. 1-2 the count. The 1-2 pitch. Down low, two balls, two strikes. So two balls, two strikes, one out. Sheffield gets the sign from O'Keefe, and now he's into his motion. Here's his 2-2 pitch, and it is a called strike three on the outside edge. Got him with a fastball, and there's the second out of the inning. Strikeout number 7 for Sheffield. That's a season high. Two away in the bottom of the sixth inning, and now Stone Garrett will be the batter. Garrett has grounded out in the infield twice, and Sheffield starts him off with a slider for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the next pitch is swung on, grounded to short. There's McCoy. He gobbles it up, fires to first, in time for the out, and the inning is over. How about six shutout innings from Justice Sheffield tonight? His best outing of the season, without a doubt. We go to the seventh here in Reno with Tacoma leading 4-0.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
We go to the seventh inning. It is Tacoma 4, Reno nothing. And the Aces bring in a new pitcher. Right-hander Ryan Weiss comes in from the bullpen. And Weiss is pitching in his third AAA game today, recently promoted from AA Amarillo. I should rephrase that, third AAA game of this season. He pitched in 21 games for Reno last year. Weiss moved to the bullpen midway through last season when he was at AA Amarillo. And here's his pitch to Justin Upton, and it is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Upton's 0-2 with a walk tonight, and he swings and misses at a fastball, and the count goes even, 1-1. Weiss, the Diamondbacks' fourth-round draft pick in 2018 out of Wright State in Ohio. Here's one that misses for a ball. Two balls, one strike to Upton. And the pitch is swung on and popped up, and Upton broke his bat, and the shortstop is under the baseball, and he makes the catch, and that is out number one in the top of the seventh inning. So Upton pops up to the shortstop, one away. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe's 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. And the pitch is swung on, and that one's rocked to deep left. Back this goes. It's got a chance, and it is gone. A home run. Brian O'Keefe goes deep to left field. A solo shot. His third home run of the year. The Red Ears hit their third home run of this game. And it is 5-0 Tacoma at the top of the seventh inning. O'Keefe cranks one out of here to left field. And the Red Ears add another run. And now Eric Mejia will be the batter. Well, they hit four home runs last night, and they're up to three tonight. Mejia's 1-for-2 with a single and a walk in this one, and he takes low and away for a ball. Mejia batting left-handed now against Weiss. And the pitch is taken for ball two. 2-0 the count. Now the 2-0 pitch is in there for a strike. And the count moves to 2-1. Next delivery is a swing and a foul back. 2-2. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and Mejia goes down swinging, and that's the second out of the inning. Two down for Joe Odom, who is 2-for-3 with a homer. And the pitch is in the dirt for a ball. Now this one's a fastball outside. 2-0 the count. And the next pitch is swung out and fouled, out of play, 2-1. Rainier scored two in the first, one in the fourth, one in the fifth, and now one in the seventh. So now the 2-1 pitch is a fastball for a strike. Meanwhile, Justice Sheffield has pitched six scoreless innings, getting better as the game progressed. Although he is done now, I believe. The Red Ears have a reliever warming up at the pen right now. Now the 2-2 is stroked into left center field, and there's another hit for Odom. This could be extra bases as it goes into the alleyway and is picked up by the center fielder Fletcher, and Odom's going to end up at second with a double. Joe Odom with a two-out double, his third hit of the game, is singled, doubled, and homered. He is the classic triple away from hitting for this cycle, which would really be something for Joe. There's no guarantee he's going to bat again. He might, though. Here's Marcus Wilson. Wilson's 0 for 2 with a walk so far tonight. And the pitch from Weiss is up and in for a ball. 1-0 the count. Next pitch is inside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Two-oh pitch coming to Wilson. And it is up high, ball three. On deck is Forrest Wall. And the 3-0 is over for a strike. Wilson was taking all the way. 3-1 now. And this pitch is high ball four. Wilson draws his second walk of the game, and he heads down to first base. And Wilson, with his 24th walk of the year, he leads the team in that category. So two on, two out for Forrest Wall, who has been aboard twice tonight with a single and a walk. He's driven in a run and scored a run. Facing a righty here. And the pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1, a little low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Here comes the 1-1 pitch, and it is up and away. Two balls, one strike. Next pitch from Weiss. Swing and a foul back. Counts even now, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is hit in the air to shallow center. Back goes Rivera in his Fletcher, and Rivera makes the catch with his back to home plate. Not an easy play, but he gloves it. And Wall is retired, and that is the final out of the inning. Right here, settle for one run at the top of the seventh inning on the Brian O'Keefe homer. There were two hits and two runners left on base. It's the seventh inning stretch in Reno. Our score, Tacoma 5, Reno nothing.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn. And we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Just had the seventh inning stretch here in Reno. The Red Ears leading the Aces by a score of 5-0. And the Red Ears have gone to the bullpen for the first time today. They've brought in right-hander Asher Wojciechowski from the pen. And he is on in relief of Justice Sheffield, who had his best start of the year tonight. Sheffield went six innings, allowed four hits, no runs, walked one, and struck out seven. And he gives way now to Wojciechowski, who for a while was in the right here starting rotation this year, but then he landed on the injured list with some back issues, and when he came back, he's pitched out of the bullpen. And Wojciechowski will face Seth Beer to lead things off here at the bottom of the seventh inning. And his first pitch is taken down and in for a ball. 1-0 the count. Wojciechowski's 0-4 with a 9.12 ERA this year in 24 and two-thirds innings. The 1-0 pitch to Beer is swung on and fouled away. And the count's even 1-1. So now the 1-1 pitch. And it's a breaking ball, swing and a miss, strike two. Wojciechowski getting ahead of the count. Now the 1-2 pitch grounded to the right side, gloved by Odom, and he'll take it himself to the first base bag for the putout. And Beer is retired. One away at the bottom of the seventh inning, and now Buddy Kennedy will be the batter. Kennedy is 2-for-2. He had half the hits against Sheffield. In fact, only two batters got hits against Sheffield, but they each had two, Kennedy and Yanni Hernandez. Now the pitch misses down low for a ball. Wojciechowski now with a 1-0 pitch, and it's a breaking ball that is in there for a called strike. One and one. Next pitch in there for a strike. Now swing and a miss. There's strike three, and down goes Kennedy, and he has made an out for his first time today. Wojciechowski gets the strikeout. Now the batter will be Drew Ellis. And the pitch is swung out and fouled back. There's strike one. Now the 0-1 is coming, and this is outside for a ball. Mm-hmm. Here's the 1-1. And it is a slider down low. 2-1. Delivery. Taken for a called strike. And that evens things up 2-2. Wojciechowski's pitch is a swing and a foul back. Still 2-2. And Wojciechowski fires again, and it's a swing and a foul back. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Now the 2-2 is popped up on the right side of the infield, and Blandino, the second baseman, is under it, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Wojciechowski sits down the side in order in the bottom of the seventh inning. 3 up, 3 down. Reno hasn't had a base runner since the fourth. Though we go to the eighth inning of play. It is Tacoma 5, Reno nothing.
Ready for an MVP move? Count how many birthdays your water heater has celebrated. If it's more than 10 years old, now is the time to upgrade. Emergency water heater replacements are stressful and expensive. Don't find yourself in that situation. Tacoma Power offers a zero interest loan to help you pay for a hybrid water heater. Check out offers at mytpu.org. Tacoma Public Utilities, proud partner of the Tacoma Rainiers.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Stay cool this summer with AC Pro Refrigerant and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate, plus earn double O rewards points with the purchase of select AC Pro Refrigerant products. Beat the heat before you hit the road with AC Pro Refrigerant at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We go to the eighth inning. It is Tacoma 5, Reno nothing. And a new pitcher for the Aces, Caleb Berger, is in from the bullpen. And he is their seventh pitcher that they have used tonight. Their starter, Tyler Gilbert, couldn't get out of the first through 41 pitches, and they've been in the bullpen ever since. Berger replaces Ryan Weiss, who worked one inning, allowed 2 hits and 1 run, walked 1, struck out 1. Here's the pitch to Alex Blandino leading things off, and he bloops one down the right field line, and over is the right fielder, Garrett. He can't reach it, but it lands in foul territory. It is simply a strike to Alex Blandino. So 0-1 the count on Blandino, who's 0-2 with a sack fly and an RBI today. Store Seattle Mariner Farm Report. Thought about just skipping it today because, I mean, the Rainiers won last night, but all the other teams lost rather emphatically. But there's always a few positive notes mixed in there as the next pitch is fouled away by Blandino. McDouble A Arkansas lost to the Cardinals affiliate Springfield 7-1. They had only 3 hits. Connor Hoover hit an RBI double. The starter was Connor Jones, who had pitched a no-hitter in his previous start and had 22 straight scoreless innings going into it, but he allowed 4 runs in 5 innings. All streaks come to an end. Next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Blandino, and one man is out in the eighth. Now Mason McCoy is the batter. And then both the A-ball teams lost, too. Eugene beat Everett 8-2. Although first baseman Dariel Gomez had two hits, including his ninth homer of the year. So here's a pitch in for a strike. And then Loe Modesto lost to the Rockies affiliate, Fresno, 7-1. 18-year-old shortstop Edwin Arroyo hit a pair of doubles. He's hitting 306 down there for Modesto. Next pitch in there for a called strike to McCoy. 0-2 the count. Caleb Berger just firing strikes here. 0-2 pitch. Down and in for a ball. 1-2. Berger's 1-0 with a 3.00 ERA and 14 appearances, 15 innings pitched for Reno this season. Yeah, the 1-2 is hit well towards left center field. Giving chase is Duzenak, and he's looking up, and he's going to have to play it off the fence. The center fielder actually plays the rebound. Checking in at second with a double is Mason McCoy, his second hit of the night. A double to left center. And he's 2-for-4 now. And here comes Jared Kelnick. And he faces a tough lefty with some major league pedigree and Berger. Kelnick's 1-for-4. Let off the game with a homer. Same thing he did yesterday. Yesterday he let off the game with a homer and finished 1-for-5. Today he let off the game with a homer, and as of right now he's 1-for-4. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Next pitch coming. Swung on. Hot grounder down the first baseline. Great diving stop by Beer. My goodness. And he gets up and takes it to the bag for the out. That was a terrific play by Seth Beer, diving towards the foul line and taking extra bases away from Kelnick. McCoy advances to third on the play. And now Justin Upton bats with a runner at third and two outs. This would be a nice time for him to get his first Rainier's hit. 0-for-3 today, 0-for-7 so far. He did walk back in the fourth. Berger with the pitch, and it is down and in for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch coming. And this one is a fastball called a strike. 1-1 the count. Now the 1-1, it's a swing and a miss. 94 mile per hour heater from Berger. So 1-2 the count. And the pitch is up high for a ball. Now the pitch, swung out and lined into right center. There's a base hit for Upton, and trotting in with the run from third is McCoy, and the Red Ears make it 6-0, and Justin Upton has his first hit as a member of the Mariners organization. A two-out RBI single to right field. Line shot. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe hit the solo homer last inning that made it 5-0, and he's 2-for-4 tonight. Berger's pitch is swung out and hit high in the sky towards right center field. Long run for Fletcher into the deep part of the park, but he gets there and makes the catch on the warning track for the final out in the top of the eighth inning. O'Keefe gave it a ride, but Fletcher runs it down. Red Ears score one run in the top of the eighth inning on two hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is Tacoma 6, Reno nothing.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is Tacoma 6, Reno nothing. And the Red Ears go to the bullpen and bring in Kyle Bird to pitch the bottom of the eighth. Asher Wojciechowski worked a scoreless seventh, three up, three down with a strikeout. Justice Sheffield went the first six today and had his best outing of the year. So Bird summoned from the pen. The lefty is appearing in his 14th game, 2-1 with a 10.38 ERA and 13 innings of work. And Bird will face the bottom third of the lineup, Camden Duzenac, Grayson Griner, and Yadiel Rivera, all right-handed hitters. Duzenac stands in. He's 0-for-2 with a line out and a ground out. And Bird is set. Here's his pitch. And it's a fastball that is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Rainiers trying to make it three straight wins here in Reno. Got a little ways to go here, though. So the next pitch is fouled off. That is strike two to Duzenac. Now here's the 0-2 pitch, and it's blooped into shallow center, and that's going to drop in for a hit. And it's a leadoff single for Camden Duzenac. First hit for Reno since the fourth inning. Tacoma pitchers had combined to retire 10 consecutive Reno batters. But Duzenac is on, and now Grayson Griner will be the batter. Now the pitch is in there for a strike. Bird with a look towards first. Now the lefty's pitch to Griner bounces up to the plate, and then it gets away from O'Keefe, bouncing up the third baseline. And that's a wild pitch. And Duzenac takes second base. So, man, it's second now with no one out. Now the pitch swung on and fouled back. That's strike two. 1-2 to Griner. And the pitch is a breaking ball outside. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the 2-2. Down in the dirt, ball three. Full count, 3-2. Payoff pitch coming, and it is popped up foul. First base side, Odom is over for a look in foul ground. He can't reach it, as it was up against the netting down the first baseline. So it is still a full count, 3-2 to Grayson Griner. Now the 3-2 again is low, ball four. Well, a little trouble here in the bottom of the eighth. The first two Reno batters have reached, and there are two on with no one out for the number nine man, Yadiel Rivera. And the catcher, O'Keefe, goes to the mound. And the Rainiers start some activity in the bullpen. They've got a left-hander throwing out there. Rivera 0-for-2 with two strikeouts today. Both of those at bats came against Sheffield. Here's the pitch from Bird, and it is up high for a ball, 1-0. Nick Margavichus is warming up in the pen. Here's a swing and a foul out of play by Rivera. Count goes to 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch. Swung on, grounded to second. Could be two. Blandino feeds McCoy. There's one. On to Odom. There's two. The Red Ears get the double play. Duzinak ends up at third, but there are now two down in the inning. A routine 4-6-3 double play. And a runner at third with two outs now for Yanni Hernandez. And that was a real game changer right there. Reno was starting to think, you know, get a couple of guys on base, get a big hit, you're back in the game. But that double play, just huge for the Red Ears. Now the pitch to Yanni Hernandez is fouled away. There's strike one. Hernandez is 2-for-3 in this game with a pair of singles. Next pitch, fouled back to the screen. Strike two. Bird ready with the 0-2 pitch coming to Yanni Hernandez. It's on its way, and it's swung on and fouled off. Still, no balls, two strikes. In the ninth, the Red Ears' scheduled hitters are Mejia, Odom, and Wilson. Again, the 0-2 pitch is coming. And Bird with a pitch. And it is up and away. One ball, two strikes. Duzenak leads from third. Two outs in the eighth. The 1-2 pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. He got him. And Kyle Bird bounces back after the first two men reach here in the eighth. And he ends up pitching a scoreless inning. No runs on a hit. And one runner left on base. We go to the ninth inning of play in Reno. It is Tacoma 6, Reno nothing.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the ninth inning. Right here's lead, Reno 6-0. New pitcher into the ballgame for Reno. It is the right-hander Kevin Ginkle. And Ginkle is a tough customer on the mound. Leading off for Tacoma is Eric Mejia. Mejia 1-for-3 with a single and a walk so far. Mejia stands in. Ginkle is ready to go. And his pitch is a fastball outside, ball one. Ginkle's 1-0 with a 1.15 ERA and 16 appearances for Reno this year. Has four saves. 25 strikeouts in just 15 and two-thirds innings. This 1-0 pitch is a swing and a foul back. And the count is even now, 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch is coming. And it misses for a ball. 2-1. Now Ginkle with his 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss at a fastball, and the count's even 2-2. Now the 2-2 is fouled away. Still two balls, two strikes. Joe Odom on deck. He is a triple away from hitting for the cycle. He hasn't hit a triple in 6 years, though. 2-2 pitch. Down low, ball three. Full count to Mejia. Payoff pitch, up and away, ball four. Leadoff walk for Mejia. He reaches for his third time tonight. And here comes Odom. Odom singled in the third, homered in the fifth, and doubled in the seventh. Back in the first, he struck out. He's 3-for-4 on the day. His last triple came in 2016 when he was playing in the Class A Carolina League. And he swings and hits one off the glove of Ginkle. It rolls on the infield grass, and Ginkle picks it up and flips it to first for the out, and they get Odom. And Odom is the first out of the inning. And Ginkle did a nice job of staying with that ball. He deflected it with his glove, and it bounced away from him on the infield grass on the right side, and he ran over there, picked it up, and flipped it to Seth Beer for the out. Mejia moved up. He is at second now with one out in the top of the ninth inning, and Marcus Wilson will be the batter. Wilson's 0-for-2 with two walks. And the pitch is swung on and bounced foul down the third baseline. One out, top of the ninth. Right here is up 6-0. Now the pitch is swung out and fouled off on the first base side, and that is strike two. So 0-2 the count to Wilson with Forrest Wall on deck. And the pitch is swung on and lined into left center, and that's going to get down for a hit. Cut off by the outfielder on one hop, taking third and stopping there is Mejia, as Fletcher got it back in quickly. And Marcus Wilson has his first hit of the day. Solid single. And runners are at the corners with one out for Forrest Wall. That was hit number 12 for Tacoma this evening. Wall's 1-for-3 with a walk. Here's the pitch from Ginkle, and it is bounced foul on the first base side. Owen won the count to Forrest Wall. And the pitch is down in the dirt, and that's nicely blocked by the catcher, Griner, keeping it in front of him. Game four of the series tomorrow night is at 6:35. Rainiers are starting Connor Wade, and Corbin Martin will be on the mound for the Aces. Now the 1-1 is coming to Wall, and it is up and away for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Now the 2-1 is high and outside, ball three. Well, a walk would load them up. Blandino is on deck. Three balls, one strike to Forrest Wall. And the pitch is high, ball four. And so Wall draws his second walk of the night. He heads down to first. Wilson moves up to second. Holding at third is Mejia. The bases are loaded with one away for Alex Blandino. Blandino is 0-for-3 with a sac fly and an RBI. And the pitch is a fastball poured in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch, up and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now the next pitch is a called strike, breaking ball that caught the outer edge. Now the pitch is outside, two balls, two strikes. Mejia at third, Wilson at second, and Wall at first. And the pitch is up and in, ball three. Full count, 3-2. Mason McCoy on deck. Ginkle comes set. And the 3-2 pitch is lined towards center, and that's going to drop for a base hit for Blandino. And scoring from third is Mejia. Everyone else moves up one base, and it is 7-0 Tacoma. Alex Blandino with a single to center field, and he picks up his second RBI of the night. Bases remain loaded, and now Mason McCoy is the batter. McCoy is 2-for-4 with a single, a double, and a run scored. And the pitch is a swing and a miss at a slider. There's strike one. Next pitch, low and outside for a ball. 1-1 now. Now this pitch is up high with a fastball, 2-1. And Ginkle just doesn't have as good control tonight. He's thrown 25 pitches here in the ninth, and there's only one out. And Reno might be forced to warm up another reliever. In fact, they are. They're just now loosening up a right-hander. They've already used 8 pitchers in this game. 2-1 is a swing and a foul back. And the count goes to 2-2. I don't have room for a ninth pitcher on my scorecard. Well, maybe I could squeeze him in the margin. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on, bounced foul, third base side. Still two balls, two strikes. Reno has used Tyler Gilbert, Blake Workman, Luke Weaver, Mac Lemieux, Keenan Middleton, Ryan Weiss, Caleb Berger, and Kevin Ginkle. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. And that is the second out of the inning. And then they threw down to first because Blandino was off the bag, but he got back in safely. Well, two away now as McCoy has struck out. And here's Jared Keldick, who is 1-for-5 with the leadoff homer. Kalnick settles into the batter's box. Wilson at third, Wall at second, and Blandino at first. 7-0 Rainiers in the top of the ninth inning, and the pitch to Kalnick is a fastball up and away, ball one. Now the 1-0 is poured in there for a strike, and the count's even 1-1. So one ball, one strike. And the pitch is swung on and fouled off on the third base side. 1-2 the count. In the bottom of the ninth, Reno's scheduled hitters are Dominic Fletcher, Stone Garrett, and Seth Beer. And the Rainiers just have to make sure that those guys don't hit twice in the inning. 1-2 pitch is fouled out of play. Still one ball, two strikes. Here comes the 1-2 from Ginkle. Nope, time called. A pitch clock violation. Two balls, two strikes. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Kalnick on a breaking ball, and that wraps up the top of the ninth inning. But the Red Ears tack on another run using two hits and a couple of walks as well. There were no errors, and three runners were left on base. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning here at Greater Nevada Field in Reno. Our score is Tacoma 7, Reno nothing.
The City of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Progressive knows that most people don't get to experience making a game-winning touchdown or a walk-off home run. So we're going to talk to you like you did something great, so you can bask in the glory.
Sorry to bother you, but you're the one who bundled their home, auto, boat, and other vehicles with Progressive, right? I seriously still talk about that with my friends. How you saved all that money? Hey, you mind if I take a selfie with you? That would be amazing.
If you can't bask in sports glory, at least you can bask in the glory of saving money when you bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Tacoma leading Reno 7-0. And Nick Ramirez comes in to do the pitching to try to close this one out. Ramirez is appearing in his 18th game. He's 0-2 with two saves, a 1.50 ERA in 18 innings of work. He's struck out 14 and walked four. He'll face Dominic Fletcher to start things off. And Fletcher is 0-3 in this game with a couple of strikeouts. Ramirez is in relief of Kyle Bird, who worked a scoreless inning, allowing a hit and a walk and recording one strikeout. Here's Ramirez with a pitch to Fletcher, and it is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Sinking fastball that caught the bottom of the zone. Ramirez has been on an extended, successful run out of the Red Ears pen, and he throws one up and away now. One ball, one strike. Now the next pitch fouled away, strike two. Right here's trying to pitch a shutout in Reno, which is no easy task. Tacoma has pitched three shutouts this season. Here's the 1-2, and it is popped up. And the shortstop McCoy backpedaling out of the outfield grass is there, and he makes the catch. And that is the first out at the bottom of the ninth inning. So Fletcher pops up, one away. And now Stone Garrett will be the batter. Garrett's 0 for 3 with three groundouts. And the pitch is taken high for a ball, 1-0. Now this pitch is in there for a strike, and that evens up the count, 1-1. Now, a swing and a miss. 1-2 the count. Reno has not been shut out since June 24th of last year in a game at Sacramento. That's pretty amazing. 1-2 pitch is outside. Two balls, two strikes. Now the next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Garrett, and there are two away in the ninth, and the Red Ears are an out away from shutting out the Aces. Seth Beer will be the batter. Beer settles into the batter's box. He's 0 for 3. And Ramirez starts him off with the breaking ball for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch waved at and missed their strike two. Rainiers have limited the Aces to just five hits tonight, all of them singles. No balls, two strikes, two outs at the bottom of the ninth inning, and Ramirez's pitch is just outside. One ball, two strikes. Rainier's trying to make it three straight wins in Reno to start the six-game series. Here's the pitch, and it is swung on and bounced foul, first base side. Still a ball and two strikes. Ramirez inspects the new baseball he has been given. Now he comes set. Here's his 1-2 pitch on its way to Beer, and it is swung on and popped up on the left side. Back go the infielders. In comes Wilson, the third baseman. Mejia takes over. He makes the catch, and that's the ball game. Beer pops up to third. The Red Ears have shut out the Reno Aces 7-0, the final score today. And the Red Ears pitch their fourth shutout of the year. They have won three in a row here in Reno, and they have won 8 of their last 10 road games overall. Tacoma takes it 7-0 as Justice Sheffield, Asher Wojciechowski, Kyle Bird, and Nick Ramirez combine on a 5-hit shutout. What a night for the pitchers. The pitching's been great this whole series. We'll recap today's game and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard of the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why VECU is built a top-rated app
so we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores. When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
Well, the Red Ears shut out the Reno Aces in Reno, and that is a rare feat, but the Red Ears did it today, winning this ball game 7-0, the final score, as Tecoba had terrific pitching from Justice Sheffield in particular as he started this game and went 6 scoreless innings in his best outing of the season. Red Ears got 2 at the top of the first. First of all, Tyler Gilbert was on the hill for Reno, and Jared Keldick led off the game with a homer to right field. Second straight game that Keldick has led off the top of the first inning with a home run here in Reno. And it was his 5th as a member of the Red Ears. Extended his hitting streak to 8 consecutive games. And it gave the Red Ears the 1-0 lead. The Red Ears made Gilbert throw a ton of pitches in the first inning. He went to a full count on just about everybody. With one out, Brian O'Keefe singled to right center. And then Eric Mejia had a base hit to center. And then with 2 outs in the inning, Marcus Wilson walked. And then Forrest Wall walked to force in a run and make it 2-0. At that point, Gilbert had thrown 41 pitches. They took him out of the game and brought in Blake Workman. And Workman struck out Blandino to end the inning. The Red Ears sent 8 batters to the plate in the inning. And it was actually kind of felt a little disappointing that the Red Ears had only scored 2 runs out of that rally. Alas, that would be enough for tonight. Little did we know. Sheffield, 6 scoreless innings. He was actually in trouble in the first and second innings. A leadoff hit in the first inning and a stolen base put a man in scoring position with nobody out. But Sheffield worked around that, stranding the runner. Then in the second inning, Buddy Kennedy had a base hit and Drew Ellis walked, and there were 2 on with nobody out. But Keldick got a line out to the left fielder and then back-to-back strikeouts Sheffield did to end the second inning. And in the third inning, a leadoff hit for Yanni Hernandez, his 2nd of the game, put a man on. But Sheffield got a ground out, and then he picked Hernandez off of second base. And from that point forward, Sheffield was cruising. And he retired, as it turned out, 10 of the final 11 batters that he faced as he worked the 6 scoreless innings. The Red Ears started to tack on runs. In the 4th, Forrest Wall singled, stole 2nd, took 3rd when the throw went into center field, and he scored on an Alex Blandino sack fly. That made it 3-0. Then in the 5th inning, Joe Odom connected with a homer to left center field, his 8th of the year, one of his 3 hits on the day, and that made it 4-0. After 6 scoreless innings from Sheffield, we went to the 7th with the Red Ears cruising along 4-0. Brian O'Keefe launched his 3rd home run of the season to left center, and that made it 5-0. Asher Wojciechowski pitched a 3-up, 3-down bottom of the 7th inning. In the 8th, the Red Ears added another run when Mason McCoy doubled with 1 out, and scored on a two-out RBI single by Justin Upton. Upton's first hit as a member of the Mariners organization, and that made it 6-0 to Tacoma in the eighth inning. In the bottom of the eighth, the Reno nearly scored. Kyle Bird came in from the pen. The first two batters reached on a single and a walk, but Bird got a double play ball from Yadiel Rivera and then struck out Yanni Hernandez to end the threat. Tacoma added another run in the ninth, an RBI single by Alex Blandino, bringing in Eric Mejia, and that made it 7-0 Rainiers. And then in the bottom of the ninth, Nick Ramirez just calmly set down the side in order, and the Rainiers had their 7-0 shutout victory. Here are the final totals in today's ballgame. First for the victorious Tacoma Rainiers. They scored 7 runs on 13 hits. There were no errors. They left 12 on base. Reno, no runs, 5 hits, 1 error, left 4 on base. Sheffield gets the win. He's 1-4. No save in this one. The loss goes to Gilbert. He is 2-3. Time of the ball game, 2 hours, 52 minutes. The attendance, 2,624. Rainiers go to 19-31 on the season. And Reno falls to 26-25. These two teams meet again tomorrow night at 6:35 p.m. Connor Wade starts for Tacoma against Corbin Martin of Reno, and we'll be on the air with the pregame show starting at 6:25. Tacoma takes it 7-0, pitching their fourth shutout of the year. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
Rainiers win. They take down Reno 7-0. Third straight victory for the Seattle Mariners AAA club. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard now, beginning with, of course, the M's. They won in 10 innings. They defeated Baltimore 7-6, the final score, as Abraham Toro tripled in the go-ahead run in the top of the 10th inning. And they had some nifty relief pitching from Diego Castillo, who pitched a scoreless bottom of the ninth when it was tied 6-6, and then protected the one-run lead in the bottom of the 10th inning with the automatic runner placed at second base. So he ended up getting a deserved win out of the bullpen. Mariners take the series 2-1. A couple guys had 3 hits today. Jesse Winker and Luis Torrens, each with 3 hits for the Mariners. So now they move on their road trip. They go to Texas to face the Rangers tomorrow. Elsewhere in the AL West, the Angels are falling apart. They lost their 7th and 8th in a row today, getting swept in a doubleheader by the Yankees. They dropped the first game 6-1 to Nestor Cortez, who tossed 7 shutout innings and beat Shohei Ohtani. And the Yankees hit 4 home runs in that game, including Aaron Judge with his major league leading 19th of the year. Then the Yankees won the second game 2-1 when Jameson Taillon carried a perfect game into the eighth inning, lost the perfect game. In fact, he even allowed a run and was briefly trailing 1-0, but then Anthony Rizzo hit a 2-run single in the bottom of the eighth, and the Yankees beat the Angels 2-1. And Taillon, 6-1 with a 2.30 ERA this year for the Yankees. I think he is healthy again, to say the least, as he was out with Tommy John surgery for a while, but Taillon's back. Yankees sweep the doubleheader. Also in the American League today, the Detroit Tigers are starting to play well. They beat the Twins 3-2 as Daz Cameron, Mike's son, hit a go-ahead 2-run homer at the bottom of the eighth off former Rainier Emilio Pagan, and the Tigers have won 7 of their last 9 games. Tampa Bay downs Texas 3-1 behind Corey Kluber. Kluber allowed one run in six innings of work to get his second victory of the season for Tampa. And the Blue Jays are scorching hot. They won their eighth in a row, beating the White Sox 8-3. Alek Manoah pitched into the eighth inning, picked up his sixth win of the season. And infielder Santiago Espinal had three hits and three runs batted in for the Blue Jays. National League Finals for you now. It was the Marlins and Sandy Alcantara shutting out the Giants 3-0. Alcantara is very good, and today he tossed seven shutout innings of three-hit ball, struck out eight, and got the win. He is 6-2 for a Marlins team that is seven games under 500. That kind of says it all right there as the Marlins shut out the Giants. Reds beat the Nationals 8-1 behind a rookie named Graham Ashcraft, who allowed just one run in seven innings to pick up his second big league win. Joey Votto and Kyle Farmer each hit three-run homers for the Reds today. Milwaukee had an amazing comeback, trailing at home to the Padres 4-1 going to the bottom of the ninth inning. They loaded them up, and Jace Peterson hit a three-run triple to tie the game. And then the next hitter, Andrew McCutchen, promptly singled him in to win the game. 5-4, Brewers beat the Padres in the ninth inning in Milwaukee. Cubs blast the Cardinals 7-5. Well, they blasted three homers anyway. Wilson Contreras, Frank Schwindel, and Ian Happ all went deep for the Cubs today. Schwindel had a three-hit performance. And the Cubs' young pitcher, Keegan Thompson, got the win. He is 6-0 for the Cubs. And Coors Field is really at it these days. The Braves had 18 hits and scored 13 runs and beat the Rockies at Coors today 13-6. Atlanta catcher Travis d'Arnaud had three hits, including two homers, and he drove in six runs for Atlanta. And there's one National League game still going. Dodgers lead the Mets 2-0. They are in the eighth inning at Dodger Stadium. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for tonight. Here in Reno, Rainiers win 7-0. We'll be back with more right after this.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Right, Rainiers beat Reno 7-0, and they shut out the Aces in Reno, a rare feat. In fact, Reno had not been shut out by anybody anywhere since June 24th of last year when they got shut out in Sacramento. So great performance today from Justice Sheffield, his best as a Rainier. Six scoreless innings, seven strikeouts, one walk, just four singles allowed, 82 pitches. Looked like he could go further. He was on a roll when they took him out. But Sheffield just turned it over to the pen. Asher Wojciechowski, Kyle Bird, and Nick Ramirez closing out the five-hit shutout. And the Rainiers have won three in a row here in this ballpark, which is suddenly a very friendly home for the Rainiers, a place that for years they could never win. But now, all of a sudden, starting with their second trip into Reno last year, Tacoma has played really well in this ballpark. And the Rainiers went, they've won 12 of their last 15 games in this stadium going back to last year. Some finals from around the league. Albuquerque beat Sugarland 8-5 today. Oklahoma City took down Round Rock 6-2. El Paso was a 4-3 winner at Salt Lake in the 10th inning today. And Vegas has won six in a row, and they have a 10-6 lead over Sacramento in the ninth inning at Las Vegas Ballpark, although Sacramento is rallying in that one. Well, the Red Ears will try to make it four in a row tomorrow at 6:35. Connor Wade starts for Tacoma. Corbin Martin will be on the hill for the Aces. And our pregame show will begin at 6:25. That's it. That'll do it for our broadcast today. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Greater Nevada Field in Reno, where once again our final score tonight, Tacoma 7, Reno nothing. Have a great night.